Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe and trust that by His mercies we are all well. I just want to appreciate you for the encouragement that you have given. Just to thank you for your prayers and keep praying for me, that I may bring the word that shall be a blessing to us all. We've been looking at this thought that we started, a message from Satan, and we had looked at the life of David and the children of Israel in the time that they were facing Goliath. And we also looked at the life of Paul in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. But the thorn in the flesh that he talked of. We saw that there are many voices that the devil can use to bring forth a message, even in the condition that one can be going through. Then there's also a small still voice that the Lord would bring forth to his children. Now today I want us to continue looking at a message that came from Satan in a holy vessel. A message that came from Satan in a holy vessel. While one may be wondering, how can a message come from Satan from a holy vessel? Let us look at the scripture in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13. 1 Kings, chapter 13. Well, this story as well, it's common, I believe, to many people, about the young prophet who came from Judah and was commanded by the Lord to go to Bethel to go and speak the word, that said the Lord. Now, this young prophet, when he came to Bethel, he spoke the word that the Lord had given unto him. And a sign was given the very same day he spoke the word of the Lord, that the altar was rent, and the ashes that were upon the altar were poured out. And it goes on to tell us that the king, when he saw that, he pointed at the man of God and his hand withered. And the king cried unto the man of God, asking him to pray for him. The young prophet prayed, and the Lord restored the hand of the king. The Lord himself had commanded the young prophet not to eat from this land, nor to drink water, nor to spend the night there. So the king offered him food to say, come on, my home, we dine together. The young prophet refused. But the Bible tells us to say, there was a prophet in Bethel. His children or his sons were witnesses to what the young prophet did. So they told their father. So when they told their father asked them a question, which way did he go? And he was shown, and the old prophet followed the young man. When he found the young prophet, he found the young prophet. We'll turn to read 1 Kings chapter 13. Let's read the scripture, brothers and sisters. 1 Kings chapter 13. I'll start from this 11. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. They all told also their father. 12. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what the way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his son, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God. And found him sitting under an oak, And he said unto him, Art thou the man of God that cometh from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me, By the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou comest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. Amen. You see, brothers, we see another message that came through a vessel that God was using. Now, this message came to the young man who was sent by God. That message came from Satan through a vessel that the Lord God Almighty was using. It came to test the young man whom God had sent. There is danger in making a man be holy that he cannot make a mistake. There is danger in making a man become an absolute instead of the word of the Lord to be absolute. There is danger in putting a man to become the standard instead of our Lord Jesus Christ to be the standard. So this old prophet tells the young man, I am a prophet like thou, and the angel of the Lord has spoken unto me. Now here we see the message coming from the devil through the vessel that God was using. This young prophet could not stand to intercede, nor to pray, nor to set the face of God, to know if truly was that message was coming from God. He was convinced, and he gave in. He had to throw away the word that the Lord had given unto him. Now, one thing I know about this God, brothers and sisters, the word that he has given you today cannot change it tomorrow. The word that the Lord has revealed unto you and I, it cannot change tomorrow. That's the standard. That's the absolute. No wonder Paul tells us to say, if any angel comes unto thee to preach another gospel that you have not preached unto thee, believe them not. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because it means it's a message coming from Satan, not God himself. No matter how old that vessel can be, but when the message is against what God has revealed, then it's not of God. Amen. So we see this young man. He had the message from the mouth of the Lord. He had the commandment from the Lord. The Lord gave him his message, but he chose to disobey the word of God. Why? There was a vessel that appeared to be Russia's vessel that the devil used to deceive him. We acknowledge, it is true, the Bible tells us he was an old prophet. The scripture recognizes him as a prophet of God. He was in the message that the same young man believed. But at that hour, he became a vessel that the devil used. He became a tool in the hands of the devil to make the young prophet fall. You see? The devil can bring a message using any vessel that can be available at that hour. We have to be very careful. We have to stand by the message that we have received, brothers and sisters. The Lord cannot change the message that he has given unto you and I. He can't, and you never do that. There will be so many tests that may come your way, but choose to stand by what God has revealed unto us. Amen. Look at this, brothers and sisters. We are living at a time when there's a lot of confusion. Some people take every word that Brother Branham spoke to be, thus saith the Lord. But he was human. He was human like you and I.
Just like scriptures tell us about Elijah, that Elijah was a human being like you and I. And when he stood to pray, the Lord answered and the heaven was closed. Why? Because he stood upon the word that God gave him. The word of the Lord came unto him. He stood on that word. He spoke and the heavens were closed for 3 or 6 months. And when the word of the Lord came unto him, he stood and prayed. The Lord answered. But that does not mean there were no errors in his life. See? But it takes the ear that hears the message that comes from a servant of God to know. Is this God speaking? Or is it man speaking? Glory. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the way we should be as spiritual children of God. We should be able to know the voice, the message coming from God, and when man is speaking. We should be able to discern that this is not God, this is man, and this is the message coming from the pit of hell through this vessel. The young prophet could not separate the voice of God from the voice of man. And that message which came from the devil. The devil can use anyone who's available, in as much as God can use anyone who's going to be available in his hand. Let us look at the life of the Lord Jesus. The Lord was asking a question in the book of Matthew chapter 16. This is a story that we know, most of us, I believe so. He asked a question unto the disciples, but whom say ye that I am? You know, these people, he asked them a question about whom do men say that I am? And they started answering, oh, others say you're Jeremiah, others they say you're a prophet, John the Baptist, and he asked a question unto them now. But what about you? Whom do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus answered unto Simon Peter, saying, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, glory. For flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed these things unto you. Few minutes from that revelation, what happened? The same vessel that the Lord God Almighty had used to reveal the mystery about Christ Jesus, the devil possessed and spoke through him. But the Lord Jesus was able to identify that this message is not from my Father in heaven, it's the devil. You see, one vessel came different messages from different sources. So it's not about the vessel, it's about you, brothers and sisters, who are put to a test to discern and separate. Which message is coming from the Lord Almighty that I should stand on? And when the Lord gives you a message, stand on the message that he has given unto you. He can't change it. Be assured of that. No matter what you may go through, no matter how the devil may try to entice you, to make you fall from what you have received. The Lord keeps his word and is watching over his word that he may perform it. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. When he started talking about his death, Simon Peter took him aside and he began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But the Lord turned and looked unto Simon Peter. What did he say? Get behind me, Satan. Glory be to God. Because the Lord was able to identify that this message is the devil, it is Satan. But it was one vessel. Few minutes. Simon Peter talks about a powerful revelation coming from the Almighty God. Minutes from that, another message comes from the devil. Do you see? Brothers and sisters, we ought to be very much careful with the message we are following. We ought to be very careful with what we are standing on. The devil desires to bring a message using even the vessel that we can trust so much. No wonder in the book of Psalms says, cursed is he that puts his faith in a fellow man.
Glory be to God.
So let us be able to separate the words of man and those inspired words coming from God, so that you and I cannot fall. Because other people, truth be told, they have given up on their faith because of just identifying an error that man made. Others, they have quitted this race. Yes, truth be told. Because of failing to separate the inspired word that came from God and something that came out of man. See? The young prophet was destroyed because of failing to separate what God had told him and what man was telling him. And scriptures that we read says, the old prophet lied, and God is not a liar. Meaning lying came from the devil. It's a message from the devil. Let all men be liars and God be true. How many of us are falling because of an error that a human being has made? We should be able to know which message is coming from God and which message is coming from the devil. And let us also be able to recognize the human side of a person. God allows these things for us to know that He's using vessels that are like you and I. But He desires to perfect that vessel. Glory be to God. That's the plan of God, to perfect you and I. No wonder Paul tells us in Ephesians, until we all come to the perfect state of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we should be able to stand, knowing that man can make a mistake. Man can be possessed by the devil and used by the devil to bring a wrong message. But that should not be the area of our focus. We should be able to discern and separate those things to say, this is not of God. Then let us speak that which the Lord has revealed through the same vessel, if it's the message of God, and stand on it. Why do you want to doubt God over the word that you have received? Because of what you are hearing now. Why do you want to doubt the message? Just because of the storms that have risen coming from the devil. Some of us, our faith has been shaken because the same people brought us to the message, they have forsaken the message. Yes, they are bringing now a message from the devil. And that is discouraging you. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to encourage you. They brought you to the right message. But what has possessed them now is the devil trying to bring a wrong message. Just like we see the old prophet. Just like we see Simon Peter. From revealing that you are Christ, the Son of God, the next minute, the devil uses him to bring a wrong message. But the Lord gave us an example. He was able to shut down the message from the devil. Satan, get behind me. That's how we should stand, brothers and sisters. Let us not be like the young prophet who chose to give in on the message that God gave him. He yielded to the prophet, to going against the word of God, disobeying the word of God. And the word of the Lord came to the old prophet. See? The devil uses him. The next minute we see Lord, the Lord God Almighty speaking to him to say, hey, speak unto him. Because he has disobeyed my word, this carcass shall fall. And surely, he was killed by the lion, but he was not eaten by the lions. You see that, brothers and sisters? When God brings you on the truth, stand on that truth. Challengers will be there. Many messages will come in different ways. He can even use someone who's much closer to you. That's like we see the Lord Jesus was closer to Peter. Glory be to God. But the Lord did not hate Peter. Like we see in some situations. Just because the devil had possessed a person and used them to bring a wrong message, you begin to hate them. No. It's a spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters. Cast out the evil spirit. The brother is okay. Cast out the evil spirit in the sister. The sister is a good sister. Look beyond human. There's the evil spirit that is trying to ruin everything. That's the spirit of the devil bringing a message so that you can make people fall. But let us stand and abide in the truth that the Lord has revealed unto us. There are many things that we'll hear. Like some of us where we are in Africa, there's a lot of confusion that I've seen making people from the message. Because this one says, in this sermon, Brother Branham said this. The other side, he said that. It is like he's saying two different things. But a child of God has to sit down, get the scriptures and pray over it, and see which piece they should be able to pick, which comes from God, and leave that which man spoke. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, in this journey we are in, choose to pick the message that came by the revelation of the Spirit of God. That which comes from the devil, shut it down like the Lord Jesus did. We have to put Satan behind us. We should not entertain thoughts that are coming from man. Like we see the young prophet, he gave an opportunity to the old prophet to speak to him, to convince him, even though he had the message from God. See, he had the right message from God. He did a good work. When you read about it, miracle happened. But as he went out of the king's house, something came to test him. And it came into a vessel that was considered to be a holy vessel, the prophet of God. Brothers and sisters, let us be spiritual and discern. The devil can have a ride in any vessel that can be available. But I pray you be the vessel that the Lord will use, not the devil. And I pray that you and I will be able to know that this message, it's not the Lord that is riding in this vessel. But this one is the Spirit of the Lord that is bringing unto me. Let us stand. Be strong and courageous, that we may be able to come out victorious and come to the perfect stature of our Lord Jesus. We all have human sides. We don't have to hate one another. We have to help one another, pray for each other, correct each other according to scriptures. And we'll be able to see the goodness of the Lord made manifest in our life. Don't quit. Don't give up on the message because of many things that you may see from human side. Choose to pick the message that comes by the revelation of God. Because these are things that are confirming to you and I that surely we are in a fallen state, but it's by the grace of God that we were redeemed. That surely indeed. There's that error in us, but the Lord desires to perfect it. And you only perfect it through the ministry that he has given unto us at this hour, the fivefold ministry. So brothers and sisters, let us hear and hearken to the message that comes by the Spirit of God. Don't be deceived because of the vessel that comes to deliver the message. Discern the spirit behind that vessel. Glory. Discern. Because the young man, it was the old prophet that came to him. But we have to discern. Jesus, it was Simon Peter, the disciple that the Lord had used to reveal, the God Almighty, to say, you are Christ, the Son of God. The next minute we see the devil, see? The devil can use anyone in any office. Just like we see in these scriptures. But we have to discern the spirit behind delivering the message unto you and I. Is it of God? If it's not of God, Satan, get behind me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't just fall because you love people, even when they are delivering a wrong message unto you. Don't just fall for that message. Paul says spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Many people fall because of the office of man that is holding, and because they love that man. No, me, I love them so much. Oh, I love that brother. Yes, it's good to love one another. But when the message is not of God, run free for your life. Just like we see. The act of the Lord which he did. He had to shut down that message. Satan, get behind me. And he told Peter, Peter, I've been praying for you. That's what we have to do. Pray for them, whichever office they are holding. If they begin to bring words that are not coming by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, a message that is not coming by the will of the Lord, let's pray for them. Because the devil desires to sift them like he wanted to sift Peter. The Lord told Peter, the devil has been asking for you because he wants to sift you. Brothers and sisters, the devil desires all of us. He desires to sift all of us. It's by his grace that we'll be able to stand. No wonder it's important to pray for one another, encouraging one another, that we may not fall out of the will of the Lord, that we may not fall into the trap that the devil is bringing through a message in a vessel that we consider to be a vessel of God. May the Lord help us all. May we all stand, and may we be able to discern. Regardless of the vessel that delivers the message, let us be able to see beyond the vessel and discern the spirit and the message. The Lord will never change his word, and he will never change his way. The way that he has revealed unto us is the way in which he will manifest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the good Lord bless you all. Shalom.